Good Thursday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for welcoming me into your homes for this Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, and it is now late Sunday evening, and the resurrected Jesus appears to the disciples who are gathered behind locked doors. Jesus breathes on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And he appears to them again, and Thomas's faith is tested. All right. And again, for the rest of this week, God's guiding word for us is hope. So let's begin reading at John chapter 20 and verse 19. It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, who was called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my fingers on those scars and my hand on in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me." In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles, which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through your faith in him, you may have life. Oh, what a wonderful passage of Scripture. And today's key verse is John 20, verse 19. It says, Jesus came and stood among them, and peace be with you, he said. As I said earlier, our God's guiding word for us is hope. And here we see the disciples without any hope, and then Jesus appearing, and now they have hope, but one wasn't there, and he has just been so brokenhearted that he refuses hope. "Unless I see it myself, I cannot believe." It's interesting that Jesus tells Thomas a week later, you know, "It's great that you believe, Thomas, but blessed are those who have not seen, and they still believe." And beloved, Jesus was talking about you at that moment. He was talking about me. We haven't seen Jesus, but we are blessed because we believe. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God. Sometimes I feel like Thomas, seeking proof of your power, love, and grace. Reassure me in times of doubt and increase my faith so that I may have confidence in you and live according to your will. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow morning when we will be in John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14, when Jesus appears to 7 of his disciples. But until tomorrow morning, beloved, may God richly bless you. It is my prayer for you.